Morning. This morning's scripture reading will come from Matthew, the 17th chapter, verses 1 through 5. I will be reading out of the New American Standard Version. Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 through 5. And 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John his brother, and brought them up to the high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before him, and his face shone like the sun, and his garments became as white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make 3 tabernacles here, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. And while he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice came out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him.
It's nothing like listening to Jesus. As a matter of fact, that's what I want us to talk about this morning. I want to talk about Jesus, a worthy teacher, that he is worth listening to. You know, it doesn't matter what we're going through in life. It doesn't matter what we're trying to learn in the scriptures. You'll never go wrong listening to the Almighty One. You'll never go wrong listening to Jesus Christ. I think about sometimes how when we're introducing someone, especially someone new to an audience, we want to give their credentials, where they went to school, their accolades, PhD, MD, all those things are well and good. And usually we do that because we want the crowd, the audience, to listen to what this individual has to say. But when we consider Jesus Christ is worthy to be listened to. But it's something interesting about Jesus. Jesus didn't go to the school of Gamaliel like Paul did. Jesus didn't have a house to live in. As a matter of fact, he said the foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests, the Son of Man have nowhere to lay his head. Jesus didn't have any formal education, but it's interesting that when Jesus was amongst his family, they were offended by him. Then they said, where did this man get this wisdom? Where did he get this knowledge? Yet Jesus himself was a great man of God, one that came forth from God. And this is really where we want to launch our lesson from this for this morning, because when we think about Jesus Christ, and we think about what took place on the mountain of transfiguration. He was changed before them. Peter got excited and said, Lord, it is good for us to be here. Let us build 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Elijah, and one for Moses. It's interesting that when you bring out Luke's account in Luke chapter 9 and verse number 30, they were talking about Jesus' demise, how he was going to die, how he was going to go to the cross. And while he yet spoke, Bible says, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. Friends, why should we listen to Jesus? Why should I listen to Jesus concerning my eternal soul? Why should I listen to Jesus concerning who I am and where I am going? Why should I listen to Jesus concerning my life here on earth? My family, who I am going to marry, should I get married? Why should I listen to Jesus concerning my personal struggles, my anxieties? Why should I listen to Jesus concerning my morals and values? Why should I listen to this man? Why should I listen to Jesus concerning my spiritual beliefs and doctrinal stances? Is God true? Does God truly exist? Is there really one true way to get back to God? Is there really only one church? Is righteousness truly the only source toward salvation? Or is there really any type of truth? Friends, I want us to answer these questions on this morning. And the reason why I want to answer these questions is because I want us to know for a fact here at 9th and Main, that Jesus Christ is a worthy teacher and that we ought to listen to him. Let's open up our Bibles to the book of Matthew, chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. Number one, we ought to listen to Jesus because God is well pleased with him. God speaks through Jesus Christ, according to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. But in Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17, we come across John the Immerser. He's out there, he's preaching in the wilderness. It's interesting that Isaiah prophesies of this great man of God in Isaiah 42. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John tried to prevent him, stop him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and you are coming to me. Notice what Jesus says. He says, permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him. Here it is. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens and were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice from heaven came saying, this is my beloved Son, listen to this, friends, in whom I am well pleased. Friends, when God speaks, we ought to listen. Here we have the eternal God of heaven validating Jesus Christ being his Son. I'm reminded of what John said in John 1 and verse number 29. He said, behold, the Lamb of God which takes away the sin of the world. This is the one in whom we ought to be listening to because God himself validates that he himself is his Son. For some people, that's not enough to listen to Jesus. In Matthew chapter 12 and verse number 18, notice what your Bible says, and please follow me in the scriptures. Notice what the Bible here says. It's interesting that God had a lot to say about Jesus Christ and why we should listen to him. Friends, it shouldn't take that much convincing to listen to Jesus Christ. If Jehovah says, listen to Jesus, that ought to settle it. In Matthew chapter 12 and verse number 18, notice what the prophet Isaiah says, and he's speaking the very words of Jehovah. Behold, my servant, whom I have chosen. Friends, God chose Jesus. If God chose Jesus, man ought to listen to him. My beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. God is well pleased with Jesus. The question is, are we well pleased with him to listen to him? We saw that in Matthew chapter 17 and verse number 5. But I want us to turn to Colossians chapter 1 and look at verse number 19. Notice what your Bible here has to say. Friends, why was God so well pleased with Jesus? God was well pleased with Jesus because of his righteousness. So well pleased that he was willing to allow Jesus to have something that no man has upon the face of the earth even today. Oh yes, friends, many do not understand this concept, but the concept is clear in the scriptures. Notice what the Bible here says in Colossians chapter 1 and verse number 19. For it pleased the Father, same word, that in him, who's the him? Jesus Christ, all the fullness should dwell. Friends, Jesus Christ has the whole Godhead within himself. Turn to Colossians 2 and verse number 9, and we will substantiate this particular point. Why should we listen to Jesus? Because in Jesus, for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Not us, friends. The very fact that Jesus Christ, he himself, is the God-man, Matthew chapter 1, 21 through 23. The very fact that Jesus Christ is God himself in the flesh, John 1 and verse number 14, ought to be enough for us to listen to him. That when Jesus speaks, man ought to listen. But in John chapter 8 and verse number 29, y'all stay with me. And it'll be about 35, 40, 50, 60 minutes before I get to where I need to be. Y'all just stay with me. It's good to see y'all smiling. In John chapter 8 and verse number 29, notice what your Bible there has to say. Now, friends, this is probably one of the most powerful verses in the scriptures. Notice what Jesus says himself. And he who sent me is with me, the Father. Friends, he's not talking about some fly by night. He's talking about the Holy One. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him. It's interesting that Jesus says himself, I am always doing those things that please him. The word please there literally means in agreement with God. Friends, in our lives, sometimes we don't always do those things that are in agreement with God. But Jesus Christ always did those things that were in agreement with Almighty God. Do you know that we can too? In 1 John chapter 3 and verse number 22, notice what John says. Notice what John says to the brethren there. Now, this is a very powerful verse, worthy of our consideration. And he says, and whatever we ask, we receive from him, talking about God, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing, same word, in his sight. Friends, you can please God. You can please God just as Jesus pleased God. You can listen to the Father just as Jesus listened to the Father. Number two. So the very fact that God was pleased with Jesus, we ought to listen to Jesus. But number two, Jesus came forth from God. Many in the religious world today don't listen to Jesus because they don't believe that he himself is God. They don't believe that he was sent from God. Notice what Nicodemus said in John chapter 3. In John chapter 3, the first two verses, notice what your Bible there has to say. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, teacher, master, we know that you are a teacher come forth from God, for no one can do the signs that you do unless God is with him. Even the religious leaders, the Pharisees, knew there was something different about this guy. But we know for a fact that you came forth from God because of your teachings and because of your miracles. Friends, miracles are designed, were designed to confirm the word and the messenger. Friends, we know for a fact that Jesus was a confirmed one. Drop down to verse number 30. Notice what your Bible says in John chapter 3. Starting at verse number 30. John the Immerser says, he must increase, but I must decrease. He who comes from above is above all. He who is from the earth is earthy and speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all, and what he has seen and heard, that he testifies, and no one receives his testimony. Here it is. He who has received his testimonies has certified that God is true. Do you know that if you are a child of God, if you are a Christian, or if you are a member of the Church of Christ this morning, you are proof positive that there is a God in heaven? That's a powerful concept. My faith in Jesus Christ proves that there is a Jehovah. There is a God that sits above the heavens and the earth. And friends, why would Jesus die for a lie? And why would the apostles die for a lie? And why should we? Why should we listen to this great man of God? Look at verse 34. For he whom God sent, listen, speaks the words of God, for God does not give the Spirit by measure. Oh, friends, isn't this powerful that Jesus came forth from God? He came to speak the very words of God. And because of this, we ought to listen to every word that Jesus has to say. Then I want us to notice some of his messages and his miracles. We're not going to go through all of them. Matter of fact, I'm just going to give them to you. In John chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. This is the first miracle that Jesus performed. It was the miracle of changing water to wine. You remember what his mother said? Whatsoever he says unto you, do it. Verse 5. But then Jesus changes this water into wine, and in verse number 10, they said that this was good wine. The word good in front of wine, friends, is the word kalos. It literally means morally good. Jesus did not make anything that was alcoholic. As a matter of fact, he would not have violated Habakkuk 2 at verse number 15, thus causing his neighbor to be drunk. Why should I listen to Jesus? Because Jesus is a moral individual. And if Jesus speaks anything, it's going to be that which is upright and moral that's going to help people, not destroy people. Friends, we got many who are making alcoholic beverages even in our nation, and it's destroying the lives of people every single day. It's a great point there. We should not be listening to people like that. Billboards that say, drink responsibly. I mean, really? Let me stay on my lesson. Luke chapter 5, because I already want to get way off on that. Drink responsibly. Really? I mean, really? Jesus would not make wine and say, drink responsibly, y'all. No. Why should we listen to Jesus? Because if he's going to make something, it's going to be for the betterment of the people, not to their detriment. In Luke chapter 5, notice verses 1 through 8. I love this passage here. Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 8. Why should I listen to Jesus? Because listening to Jesus, I understand his holiness, I understand his uprightness, and I understand my position before him. For time's sake, notice starting at verse number 5. You remember, Jesus tells his disciples in verse number 4, cast your nets into the deep for a catch. Simon answered and said, Master, we toiled all night. We've been fishing here all night long. But nevertheless, at thy word. That's the right attitude right there. You know, I ought to listen to Jesus Christ. We ought to listen to Jesus Christ because Jesus said it. We ought to listen to Jesus Christ because God is well pleased with him. We ought to listen to Jesus Christ because nevertheless, at your word, you said, I'm going to do it. But notice what he says. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were breaking, so that they signaled to their partners in the other boats to come and help them. And they came and filled both of the boats, so that they began to sink. You know, when you listen to Jesus, things usually work out for you. Isn't that right, Brian? They usually work out when you do things the way that God has said it, it usually works out for you. Notice what he says. And when Simon Peter saw it, listen, friends, wow. He fell down at Jesus' knees saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. Oh, man. I truly believe that Peter understood who he was because he understood who Jesus was. It's no way that someone in their right mind spiritually could come before God and say, Father, I have this so much together, you owe me. Why should I listen to Jesus? I should listen to Jesus because of his position of holiness. No one of the exhortation from Peter in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 15 and 16, be holy, I'm holy. In both of those situations, we see Jesus around people. One thing about our Lord, friends, is that he never lost contact with people. People were always important to him. If you don't get anything else out of this lesson, don't forget that Christianity is about people. It's about people. It's about being around people. It's about making people around you better. It's about drawing people to Christ. It's about getting people to see Jesus Christ and him crucified. Look at Mark chapter 6, verses 53 through 56 real quick. In Mark chapter 6, verses 53 through 56, notice what is said about this great man. Why should I listen to Jesus? When they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesareth and anchored there. Listen to this. And when they came out of the boat, immediately the people, whatever you do in Christianity, friends, don't forget that Christianity is about people. It's about people. It's not about us getting into our little cubby holes, staying in our homes all day, staying in our offices all day. It's about people. It's about being the light. It's about being the salt. It's about being that city that's set up on a hill that cannot be hid. Why? God says it's about people. Jesus was about people. It's about people. The people recognize him. Why did they recognize him? Because it was about them first, and now the people are responding. They recognize who he was. It's about people. They ran through the whole surrounding region, began to carry about the beds of those who were sick, to wherever they heard he was. Wherever he entered into the villages, cities, countries, they laid the sick in the marketplace. They begged him that they might just touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched him were made well. Why should I listen to Jesus? Because number one, his miracles and his message is worth listening to. And it validates the claim that he is the Son of God. He's the Son of God. Number four, if you're keeping notes, why should I listen to Jesus? Real quick, because of his example. His example of service, number one, we see that in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. His example of suffering, rather. His example of service, John 13, the first 13 verses. You remember what he told his disciples after he washed his disciples' feet? He said, "What I have done unto you, do unto one another." It's interesting that if I'm going to listen to Jesus, that I got to serve. Young people, learn how to serve. Christianity is about service. It's not about you sitting down being served, but looking for opportunities to serve others. He's an example of service, an example of suffering. He's an example of obedience. Hebrews 5. But probably my favorite point, go to Acts chapter 2. Why should I listen to Jesus? In Acts chapter 2, starting at verse number 22, we're not going to read all of this because I want to get to some application. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth. Hold on. Why are you saying Jesus of Nazareth, Peter? Peter, inspired by the Holy Spirit. Why are you saying Jesus of Nazareth? I'm pretty sure there were some other Jesuses around there. He wanted to make sure that they knew that this was the one from Nazareth. A man approved by God. How? By miracles, wonders, and sign. And notice, he didn't do it in a corner by himself. He did it in your midst. Peter, what point are you making? I'm making the point that God himself, the determinant counsel, he was the one that validated Jesus Christ. He did it by miracles, wonders, and signs. So when I get through telling you what I'm going to tell you, you need to listen to him. It's amazing. You know, we'll get somebody, we'll pay him about $4,000 or $5,000. He'll come here, talk to about 10,000 or 12,000 people. And the people that's putting that on, they're hoping that they listen to this guy because he got the credentials behind his name. I'm not going to bring him in, spend all this money so he can speak and nobody respond to what he's saying or apply it to their lives or we get some type of monetary benefit from it. So here, Jesus is approved by miracles, wonders, and signs. Why? Because I want you to listen to him. Isn't it interesting? That's exactly what they did. In verse number 36, notice what your Bible says. God had made that same Jesus whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. But why? Because he is the one that God raised from the dead. Look at verse 24, whom God raised up. Look at verse number 30. He would raise up Christ. Look at verse number 32. This Jesus God has raised up. Hold on. Why should I listen to Jesus? Because God raised him from the dead. And the very fact that God raised Jesus from the dead, I ought to listen to him. Why? Because there has never, ever been a person that has been raised from the dead to live throughout eternity. There has never been a person that has been raised from the dead that God sanctioned saying, "This is my holy one." Psalm 16 and verse number 10. Listen to him. Listen to Jesus. Question. And this is a great question. Who are you listening to? who you're listening to. It's interesting. Brother Rick and I had this conversation the other day. I said, why is it that we'll pick up a commentary and listen to a man before we read the Bible? Well, it's got to be right. Guy in the Woods said this. Foy E. Wallace said this. J.S. Winston said this. It got to be right. He can't be wrong. I know who's not wrong, God. Never wrong. Well, listen to somebody if they have a real fit body. They're sitting there and they got all of the credentials of going to some type of fitness exercise workout and they can teach a class. We'll listen to them. Why not? We ought to. Depends on if they're going in the direction that we want to go in. Question. Are you wanting to go to heaven? Jesus made a marathon from heaven to heaven. Oh yeah, I can prove that with the Bible. Yeah, 1 Timothy chapter 3. I can prove that with the Bible. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached among the Gentiles, received up into glory. He went from heaven to heaven. What a great marathon. He's a marathon runner. He started in heaven, he ended back in heaven. Don't you want to follow that person? Question, we're going to be raised from the dead one day. Where are you going to be raised to live? We want to be raised to live with God. And it's interesting that Peter makes this great argument of Jesus being raised from the dead in Acts chapter 2. He makes this great argument in Acts chapter 10, verses 40 through 48. He tells them the same thing. They killed Jesus Christ, but God raised him up. Don't you know what took place with Cornelius and his household? They were baptized. So why should I listen to Jesus? I should listen to Jesus because he was raised from the dead. What should I listen to Jesus in? Turn to Matthew chapter 28. I'm going to leave you with a couple of points here. In Matthew chapter, I said 28, I meant chapter 11, verse 28. Jesus says, come unto me. Matthew 11, 28. Come unto me. All ye that labor and heavy laden, you burden. Jesus, why are you saying this? Because individuals, they were burdened by the teachings of the false teachers of that day. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn. There it is. Learn of me. Learn from me. I'm not going to teach you a lie. Friends, we ought to learn from the Lord. I was asking myself this question. Mike, who's teaching you? Who's teaching me spiritually? Friends, you're never too old to learn from Jesus Christ. You're never too old to learn how to rear your families, how to make your marriage better. You're never too old to learn. Never too old. You can learn from the teachings of God's word. You can learn how to run your business better. You can learn how to live your life better. You can learn how to take care of your body. You can learn. You can learn. You can learn how not to fear the things that are around you. You can learn how not to fear man. Matthew chapter 10 and verse number 28. You can learn. We can learn from Jesus. In John chapter 6, verse 44 through 47, notice what the Bible says. I know we were all over the Bible this morning. That was done purposely. Notice what the Bible here says, friends. It's interesting that God wants to raise up mankind. He wants to raise us up like he raised up his son, Jesus Christ. He wants to give us a new body like he gave his son. Philippians 3, verse 19. He says, no man can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. And I will raise him up at the last day. So sometimes I think we run past those passages. We run past those passages that teach that I'm going to be raised one day. We know that's going to happen. We know that's going to be a judgment day, Acts 17 and verse number 31. We know we're going to be judged by the righteous one because he's committed all judgment to him, John 5:22. We know that. But friends, we have to be reminded that we're going to be raised on the last day, verse number 45. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. Therefore, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Are you learning from Jesus? Who are you learning from? friends, let's learn from our Lord. He's given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. Let's learn from him. Jesus is a worthy teacher. And one thing I love about Jesus, and I know you do too, he's always ready to teach you. Every time you open up that Bible, Brother Lane, he's ready to teach you. The only thing you have to do is just open up your heart. Open up your mind. Be humble. I was talking to my dear brother, Brother Garrett, here a few minutes ago, and I was telling him there was a passage a brother gave me last night. Blew my mind. I've read it before, Brother Brian, but it just blew my mind. I'm like, where has this verse been? I read it before because I read the book of Isaiah, but I don't remember. He said, you know this verse, Isaiah 57, verse number 15. You read that verse? I said, I don't remember it. And I read it, and I'm like, wow. Y'all been in the Lord 20-something years. That book still amazes me. Brother Dennis, I still find new nuggets in there. New nuggets. You don't have to go to McDonald's. These nuggets are free. You got a Bible for free nuggets right there. That's good preaching right there. Free nuggets right there. Just go to the Bible. You'll find some free nuggets in there. I'm like, wow. You know what that verse says? That God inhabits eternity. I told Brother Garrett, I said, I don't know what that means yet. I'm going to have to take some time to ponder that. You know, some of Jesus' teachings are like that. That even he told his own disciples, I can't tell you these things now. You can't bear them. Can't understand them right now. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. He'll tell you. John 14, 15, 16. He's going to guide you into all of the truth. I'm not going to leave you comfortless. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he'll guide you into all of the truth. Just hold tight. It's coming. Isn't it a beautiful thing that we can open up God's mind and listen to the words of Jesus Christ and apply it to our lives? Whatever situation we may have in this life, take it to the scriptures. Take it to the Bible. Take it to the words of Jesus. Take it to the mind of God. And I guarantee you, you'll find an answer. Because God has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness through the knowledge of his son, Jesus Christ. Isn't that beautiful? If you're not a child of God, we want you to be. We want you to listen to Jesus. Jesus knows how to save people. One thing about Jesus, he knows how to save people. I mean, that's why he came. That's why the Father sent him, John 3:16. To save the world from sin. So Jesus says, as it relates to hearing the gospel, we saw that in John 6, 44 and 45. As it relates to believing in who he is, Jesus had something to say that about that. He that believeth, Mark chapter 16. How about confessing who he is? You don't have to confess sin. You confess Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 10, 32 and 33. You confess it before men, I'll confess you before my Father. How about repentance? Jesus had something to say about repentance. Luke 13:3, I tell you, Nate, since you repent. How about coming in contact with the water? How about being baptized? You know, Jesus, he taught individuals that in order to be saved, you need to believe the gospel and be baptized, Mark 16:16. He said, I'll save you. You know why? Because that's submission to Jesus. When a man won't submit to Jesus, when a woman won't submit to Jesus, it's probably difficult for him to submit to anything else. But when a man or a woman submits to Jesus, well, sky's the limit for that person. As a matter of fact, heaven's the limit. But maybe you're a child of God and you haven't been listening to Jesus lately. Stop that. Let me just say, stop that. We're Christians. We're called by that noble name. We listen to our Lord, Master, Ruler. He's our government. As we stand and as we sing the Savior's invitation.